The following podcast is a production of the Washington College of Law at American University. Any unauthorized use or distribution is strictly prohibited.
Thank you for coming, first of all. I'm Kelly Johnson. I'm a career counselor in the Office of Career and Professional Development. And this is Laura Friedgood. She's also a career counselor in the office. And we are going to talk to you today about the Presidential Management Fellows Program, also known as PMF. So basically what we're going to do is go over the PowerPoint presentation that was prepared by the PMF Program Office, and it gives you all the information that you really need to know about the program. We'll explain the application procedures for WCL students, and we will then at the end take questions and go over any questions that you might have. Okay. Okay, so first of all, the purpose of the PMF program. The purpose is to attract to the federal service outstanding men and women from a variety of academic disciplines and career paths who have a clear interest in and commitment to excellence in the leadership and management of public policies and programs. Okay, the PMF program. It is the premier full-time leadership development program designed to groom recent graduates of master's, law, and doctoral level programs for careers in federal civil service. This program consists of two-year paid federal government fellowships. The assignments can involve a number of things, but domestic or international issues, technology, science, criminal justice, health, financial management, and other fields in support of public service programs.
Something important just to note on that is that you should be aware that the position you may get, if you get one, is not necessarily legal in nature, which is what they're saying.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that as we get through. Why PMF? Why not just go through the government with an entry-level position? Well, number one, because that's very difficult to do, but the PMF program is very prestigious. It's a stepping stone to other highly visible and respected leadership positions in the government. You have the opportunity to complete rotations with different agencies or units in the government. It provides you with the opportunity to network and to receive accelerated promotions that you may not receive if you go through an agency directly. You have eligibility for entry-level positions that aren't otherwise open to other, I guess, people who are entering in to the federal government. And then at the end of your fellowship, an agency that is not, some agencies have to give positions through a competitive process, but the agencies that are not restricted by that requirement are allowed to, or not allowed, but must appoint a fellow non-competitively to a full-time paid position, permanent position, once you've basically just completed the baseline requirements of the PMF program. So after you've been in a two-year paid fellowship, then you're also, then if you are in an agency that has a non-competitive process, excuse me, you must be offered a permanent position at the end of that fellowship. So that's another great aspect of the program. Okay, so the program consists of accelerated promotion potential. You're going to be appointed at the GS-9, 11, or 12, or equivalent grades in the government, and it's based on the qualifications and the needs of the agency, your qualifications and the needs of the agency. And you have promotion potential while you're in the two-year fellowship to be promoted up to the GS-13 level, which, I mean, these are like pretty high grades in the government to becoming in an entry-level position. And the typical career path, as you can see, is you'll start out as a GS-9. By your first year anniversary, you'll be available to move up to an 11, and then by the completion of the program, you'll be able to start that permanent position at grade 12, step 1. In the government, if you don't understand the whole way that the grades and the steps work, you can go to usajobs.gov, and the that's the OPM, no, what is, I'm sorry, is that right? OPM website, and it explains how the whole grade system works. And so there's grades and there's steps, and so you could be appointed at any point between GS-9, 11, or 12. Okay, so if you're concerned about whether or not you can survive on a salary that would be given to a PMF. This just gives you, the baselines for the different steps. The different grades with their steps, being the base level of step one. So you can take a look at this and see where you could possibly be starting out with your salary, just so that you know if you're going to do this program and you're going to get one of these positions at GS 9, 11, or 12, this gives you an idea of what you'd be bringing home every year. And as you can see, the GS 13 level, which is where you have the possibility or the potential to start at with your permanent position, will be at step one, $77,000, around that, and the baseline is $65,000, which is pretty decent, I think. Okay, so other components, you receive full benefits just like any other federal government employee, and the government is known for its benefits. So you've got, full health and life insurance, paid holidays, annual and sick leave, transit subsidies, and a three-part retirement program, which has a Social Security benefit, a 401k type plan, and a defined benefit component. You also have the opportunity to participate in a federal loan repayment program, so that also can assist with some of the financial burdens of law school. And then again, you have that, the non-competitive appointment to the full-time permanent position after the completion of the fellowship. We're going to take questions at the end. Okay, thanks. Okay, so this is the process of becoming a PMF. You're going to submit an online application by usajobs.gov, which again is the OPM website, but there's a section for PMF applications. At that stage, you are a PMF applicant. Okay, so there are also WCL-specific dates and deadlines that you must adhere to. I'm sorry, everyone can just come in and find a seat, or sorry, there's not a lot of room in here. Okay, so for those of you who are just joining us, if you could find the sign-in sheet and sign in with your name, your email address, and your class year, that would really be helpful. We've just been basically going over the basics of the program. We're going to give out handouts at the end of the session, so you'll have all the information that we've gone over so far. Right now, we're discussing the PMF process and the different stages of the process. Okay, so starting from the beginning, you're going to submit an online application by usajobs.gov, which is the OPM website, through the PMF section of the website. At that point, you're a PMF applicant. There are also WCL-specific procedures that you have to go through, and we'll go over those procedures. But ultimately, you will be submitting an online application through usajobs.gov. Then the nomination officials, which include OCPD and the dean of the law school, will nominate applicants based on our criteria, the WCL criteria, and at that stage you are a PMF nominee if you are approved and nominated. OPM will invite nominees to go through a structured assessment process, and at that point, once you have gone through that assessment, you are PMF finalist when you've been selected to go on to that stage. And then once you secure positions with a federal agency, then you are a Presidential Management Fellow. So those are the different stages of the PMF process. Okay. So this is the eligibility for the program, the eligibility requirements. You have to be a graduate student in order to participate, and it has to be the year that you are graduating that you apply for the program. Now, for joint degree students, you have the opportunity to apply for the program through both of your schools. So if you're, say, a candidate for a master's with SIS, or if you're going through SPA or whatever the case may be, you can also apply through that school, but it has to be the year that you are graduating from that school. So if you graduate from WCL first, you can participate or you can apply for the program through WCL. If you're not selected and you'd like to go through the process again, you can go through the process again through SIS or SPA or whatever whatever the other school is that you're that you're also attending, and you can try again for the program. And I think that's basically what I said, right? So you can only participate once per graduate degree. So that means that, like, you wouldn't be able to apply twice now, but you can apply once this year through one school and once the following year, whatever year you'd be graduating from the second school. Even though, and we'll talk about the dates and deadlines, even though the application, the online application is available on September 1st, you must go through your school to apply. So you can access the application, you can look at it, you can even submit it, which is not advisable because you have to go through our process first in order to be nominated. So even if you submit an application, you have not been nominated for the program until you go through WCL and OCPD, so that's important to remember. If there are any international students in here, international students are eligible for the program. They can apply to PMF, to the PMF program, and they can serve as PMFs, but they must meet the eligibility requirements, which I believe is you have to be legally eligible to work in the United States, and you have to be working towards your citizenship in the United States. But some agencies are prohibited from hiring non-citizens, so therefore you obviously wouldn't be able to look for jobs with those agencies, but there are agencies that are allowed to hire international applicants. So have to do some research on that. Okay, the application process. So the application, the online application is open from September 1st to October 9th. And this, the link that you use is usajobs.gov, and you're going to find the PMF section on that website, or you can also go through the PMF site. Okay, and apparently, which I did not know, you can reuse or revise the resume that you create through for the USA Jobs online application for other jobs in the government, not just for the PMF program. So once you create that resume, you can use it again on the site. Okay, so the criteria for school nomination, there are three criteria: interest in government service, breadth and quality of accomplishments, and capacity for leadership. Examples of interest in government service: work experience in government or public service, which includes summer positions, internships, past federal, state, or local government experience, and military service. Government-related extracurricular activities, which includes student government, Model UN, Young Democrats, Young Republicans, or I guess here, Federalist Society, or some activity like that. Examples of breadth and quality of accomplishments: participation in volunteer and community organizations, broad range of interests, community improvement activities, so any community service, volunteer experience, overall academic excellence, your GPA, your rank, academic achievements or awards. Capacity for leadership: leadership positions in school or your community or in other volunteer organizations or other organizations. And leadership potential as evidenced by competence in specific areas. So these are the areas that they're really looking for to be highlighted: decisiveness, flexibility, interpersonal skills, oral written communication, integrity, honesty, team building, problem solving, influencing, and negotiating. In our handout, it will actually go over in more detail these criteria for success. Okay, so there's a new assessment process this year that's been instituted by the PMF program. All nominees, once you've been nominated, you will be invited to participate in a structured and proctored assessment process. The assessment centers are located nationwide, so that makes it a little bit easier for people who, you know, won't be in D.C. at the time or whatever the case may be, but there will definitely be one, and we think probably somewhere nearby the school, so it will definitely be a convenient location. And the selection criteria includes three components: analytical problem solving, selected OPM competencies, and written communication. Now, from what we understand, we are thinking that the test is going to be a multiple choice sort of Scantron type of test, along with a writing requirement, but we're not exactly sure, because at the time of the PMF meeting, the test had not actually been written. So we're not sure about that, but as we find out more information, we'll definitely let you know. Okay, so nominees are going to be rated and ranked with cutoff scores based on your assessment. And OPM will announce the finalists for the PMF class of 2007 in February of 2007. And the finalists will be posted on the PMF website, and you will also receive a list of the finalists as a nominee. Okay, now this is very important, the PMF placement process. All finalists are invited to attend a PMF job fair in the spring. So participating agencies that participate in the PMF program will be present at the job fair, but it's not like a comprehensive group of employers. So there could be agencies that aren't at the job fair that participate in the PMF program, and you are still eligible to apply for those employers as well, for positions with them as well. You just have to find them and locate them on your own. And so you'll be given access to an online list of possible and open positions to identify positions, and you have 12 months from the date you're selected as a fellow to find an agency position. So you have a year. You find out that you are a PMF, and then you have a year to find a placement and get a job. After that year, you're no longer eligible for participation in the program, but you will always be a PMF, and you can list that on your resume, you can list it in cover letters, wherever you want to do that. It is a highly competitive program, and it's very prestigious, so that's something just in and of itself. Okay, so key dates from the program office. The online application is available on September 1st. Students will submit online applications by October 9th. We are required to nominate our nominees here from WCL by October 31st. The nominees, once you've been nominated, you will complete the assessment by January 2007. You're notified of selection by February 2007. And the job fair is in early spring 2007. The date has not been set yet. And agencies hire finalists for over a year. The application deadline for the class of 2007 is midnight Eastern time, our time, on October 9th. So that application has to be in. You have to submit it online by midnight on the 9th. And they actually changed this because I believe last year it was at noon, and a lot of students missed the deadline. So this is giving you plenty of time to submit.
We encourage you to do it earlier.
Yes.
You'll see with our internal dates, you'll have plenty of time. You have heard from us, had our suggestions, and then apply.
Okay, so the WCL dates and deadlines that you need to be aware of, and this is in one of the handouts that we gave out. September 22nd, you must have a copy of your application, because you can print out the online application. You can fill it out, save it, and print it out and bring it to us. A copy of your application, a resume with your GPA listed, and a two-paragraph statement of interest, and you're going to submit that into OCPD. So what we're thinking of doing, and we're not sure of this yet, is we'll probably have, there's a wooden box out in front of OCPD right now that we use for resume collection. We'll probably just have a slot designated for PMF applications, and you can just come and drop them off as you get the chance. On September 29th, we will reply back to students with any comments or suggestions. If everything looks great, then you won't hear back from us. If there's anything that we think needs to be changed or improved, then you will get most likely an email from us asking you to come in and speak with either Laura or I about making some changes to your application. And then you must, at that point, you have about 10 days to make changes. And then you have to submit your online application and your resume, which will be uploaded online by October 9th. Midnight. Okay. On October 11th, or by October 11th, you have to submit nomination forms. Once you submit your application online, a nomination form is going to be generated. And you have to print out that nomination form and bring it back to OCPD and drop it off for us. And if you are, you know, eligible for nomination, we will go ahead and send that nomination form into the PMF program office, and you will be a PMF nominee at that point. By October 18th, you will know whether or not you have been nominated for the program. So it's fairly quick turnaround, I think.
Also, it's very important. I know some of you came in late. There's a sign-up sheet going around, mm-hmm. and it has contact information on it. So please make sure you sign that, because there will be a lot of email contact. So
yeah.
Important to get your information accurately there.
Mm-hmm.
And we encourage you to use your AU email address just so that we can guarantee it's getting to you.
Yeah, so please check that address regularly or have it forwarded to an account that you check regularly. Some PMF statistics. I know this was a question that came up before most of you came in. There was a question about numbers. So this is just a little graph that shows you basically the trend. Okay, so this is the trend in terms of nominations for the program. And this shows you the number of finalists. And that's the number of placements. So this just gives you an idea of the competitive nature of the program.
Oh, sorry?
The green. If you can, you see, can everyone see that? Sorry. The green dotted line. Okay. All right, so basically this is something that Laura was saying a little bit earlier. The PMF program is not necessarily a program that's designed for law students. It's assigned for, well, it's been designed for graduate students across a variety of disciplines. So basically they're looking for people that have these types of backgrounds. And I mean, there are a variety of positions that are available. A few students have been placed in entry-level attorney positions in different agencies. So that is definitely a possibility, but most of the positions are going to be more policy-related than they are going to be actual practical legal jobs. So that's something to keep in mind.
Not to say it can't turn into legal positions down the road. But
right. Okay, different locations. Most of the appointments are going to be here in D.C., but there are different locations, and you can see this is just a short list.
Just so you know, too, it doesn't matter what location you go to if you think, oh, Kansas City may not be as competitive because the students there in Kansas City instead of D.C., you know, there are more people in D.C. or whatever. It doesn't matter. You're competing with all of the nominees, so it doesn't matter where you take your test.
Okay, and this is just a little something the PMF program puts together to give you an example of profiles of people who have participated in the program. This is someone who was in the PMF class of 1978, and you can see some of the things that he has accomplished and achieved. The former positions that he's had, he's worked at NASA, he's worked at Office of Management and Budget, he's worked for the Secretary of the Navy. Another alum. And she's an alum from the PMF class of 1989, and she works at NIH, apparently. All right, and another alum, yet another, from the class of 1979. Okay. All right. This is just a list of resources that PMF has put together for you, just to give you sort of an idea of what it is that you're working with. One of the very best sites that's listed up there is the bestplacestowork.org site. It gives you a great insight into the different agencies and what they have to offer and the type of sort of work-life balance that exists there. And this is the PMF program contact information. You can take this information down. It should be in the handout that we gave you, but you know, if you want to get that information, I guess I'll leave that up there for a little while. Okay, so are there any questions? Does anyone have any questions about the process, about the program, anything? We're going to use the remaining time for questions. Yeah.
Is PowerPoint available online anywhere?
Yes, it is. It's available on the PMF site. Is that right? It's on the PMF website. PMF.opm.gov. No, it's okay. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. So you're, even though this application is available starting on Friday, you would recommend that we just submit a paper copy to you to look over, look it back to us, and then only once you've made any comments, do we then go ahead and actually do it for
Exactly. Well, I mean, I think, number one, because we just want to, I mean, some of you may not have been into OCPD before to have your resume reviewed. We want to make sure that your resume is up to par, that it looks great. We want to make sure that, you know, everything is filled out correctly on the application. I mean, of course, we know that you pretty much know how to fill out your demographic information, but we just want to be sure about that. So what we would like is for you all to print out, once you've filled out the application, to print that out and bring it to us, and also bring us a copy of your resume with your GPA on there.
And the two-paragraph
and the two-paragraph statement of interest.
It's not a suggestion, it's a requirement to be nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Have to come
Thank
to
you,
our
yes.
Office.
not
it's
a, suge-
not a suggestion,
yes.
It's a requirement in order to be nominated.
Yes.
Well, I was just wondering, as far as you guys are concerned, how do you make decisions of nomination? Because I know, like, from, as far as you guys are concerned, for forwarding resumes on to firms, you have, like, GPA requirements that you cut off before you, you know, that kind of stuff. And so is there, like, a cutoff for GPA that you're not going to nominate people?
Okay. Well, first of all, two responses. Number one, we don't cut off anything for GPAs. The firms use a cutoff in terms of GPA. So OCPD has absolutely nothing to do with your GPA and whether or not your resume gets forwarded onto firms. Everyone who submits gets forwarded onto the firm, and the firm makes the cut. So that's just an aside. But in terms of the PMF program, I mean, you have to be in good academic standing, and you have to be academically competitive for the program. Now, will we take that into consideration? I mean, I feel like right now, you know, probably most of you are in a good enough academic standing to qualify. Academic standing, good academic standing, basically meaning that you are able to graduate from WCL in May of 2007. So if you're not, then you're not eligible for the program anyway. So that's really our baseline requirement in terms of GPA, but it's important for us to know, like, where, you know, the students are coming from and what your background is, and that's why we ask for that information. The PMF program, to be perfectly honest, does not really consider GPA when they're making the decisions. What they're looking at is the full, well-rounded candidate. Like, what your past experiences are, do you, you know, meet the baseline requirements for the competencies, et cetera, et cetera. So that's how the decision is made on the PMF program's part. In terms of us, adhere to the deadlines, submit your statement of interest, seriously answer the question and reflect on why it is that you are applying for the program, and, I mean, you're pretty much going to be nominated. Okay. Other questions?
Are there two handouts? Mm-hmm. I know some of you have them. Other, are they still up at the front there? Right, so anyone who didn't grab those, it just gives the key deadlines as well as the competencies of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take one.
The sign-in sheet? Oh, okay, it's over here.
And I don't think we gave you our contact information.
Right.
Do
you want to write it?
Yeah.
Okay. And in terms of, you know, filling out the sign-in sheet, as Laura mentioned before, most of, if not all of our communications with you are going to be through email. So make sure that you are checking your email regularly. We may have questions for you, or we may be giving you additional information. For instance, when we find out the actual format of the assessment, I'm sure that most of you will want to know what that is before you walk into the assessment center. So we will be contacting you by email with that information and any other updates that we have. Yes.
Is the structured assessment, structured, I guess, the test, is it going to be something like a more surf exam, something along those lines?
Yeah, I mean, again, they just really did not give much information about what it is about the format or the subject matter of the test. But what they do give you is in that handout, they tell you these are the areas on which you will be tested and on which you will be, you know, judged. So, I mean, I really think you should take a look at the handout, see what their explanations are for the different competencies in terms of what they're looking for. I really couldn't tell you how it's going to turn out because they just, at the time, as you said, had not even drafted the exam. There used to be the process was very different last year. These are all brand new changes this year. Which some people are happy about, some people are not. So in years past, it was an oral assessment that you were given at a testing center. you had to write essays before you, like as a part of the application process. And so you were weeded out based on those essays and then passed on to the oral assessment. Now, if you're nominated, you move straight into the assessment phase. So there isn't going to be any like initial weeding out. It's going to be how you, you know, perform on this assessment.
Unfortunately, we can't tell you much about the test because we've never seen it before. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, the process is seems to be easier this year. We cut out an entire step.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have other friends who are interested in federal government work, I mean, this is really like one of the best ways to enter into the federal government. It's very difficult to secure an entry-level position in the government just stepping out of law school, especially if you're looking for an attorney position. And like as I said before, this is a prestigious program anyway. So even if you don't receive a placement, it's quite possible, or if you decide not to go through with the placement, which some students do, you're still a PMF, you're still a fellow, and you can still list this on your resume in a cover letter, mention it in interviews, and employers know that this is a competitive process and that you were selected on, you know, out of thousands of people who apply for the program. Yes. That was the, from WCL. Last year,
there were 34.
Did you bring the
AU
numbers? There were 34 from AU total.
We also had the highest numbers, by the way.
Right, AU is always the number one school in terms of nominations. And so basically the way that it works is this. SIS is the school that consistently has the most nominated students. There's students just show more of an interest, I guess, in the program. And then in total, we had 34 fellows, right?
The past couple of years, it's basically been cut in half, but again, mm-hmm. we're skipping the process of stuff. So last year, I think there were around 30, then it got cut to 15, and then I believe there were around 8.
From WCL.
From WCL.
Not AU as a whole, but from
right.
WCL. To answer your original question.
So there were 8 actual PMFs, I believe, from WCL, but again, you're missing one of those steps, so mm-hmm. it's all a little different this year.
Yes.
Could you explain what you were saying about the process of being hired permanently after the fellowship program?
Yes, okay. So what I was saying about that is some agencies, in terms of their hiring process, every person has to go through a competitive process in order to receive a position. So that basically means that people are allowed within the government and outside of the government are allowed to apply for these programs, for these positions. And you know, based on kind of going through and weeding people out, finalists are selected, and then there is a person who's selected for the position. Some agencies have to go through that process. Other agencies are not bound by the competitive process. And so if you are signed up through the PMF program or your place in an agency that does not have that competitive requirement, then at the end of the successful completion of the two-year fellowship, they must offer you a permanent position after that. And successful completion is basically just that you performed the duties of the job, you know, satisfactorily. So after the 2 years are up, they have to offer you a permanent position. And so that, you know, moves you from being a fellow into being an actual government employee.
Is that the agency you work for or any agency that is
not? I think it has to be the agency that you work for. But I'm not completely sure about that. So, I mean, that's something that I can check into and find out for you. But, yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, part of the issue is some students choose not to follow through with the program. So even after they've been selected and they are fellows, they decide to accept, say, a law firm job, or they decide to travel or go back to school or whatever the case may be, and they decide not to do that. So those students are counted in that number. As well, there are some students, like, once you are selected as a fellow, you're not guaranteed a job. You've got to find the placement and you have to get the job. You know, apply for it and get the job. So there are some students who, after being selected as a fellow, are unable to secure a job within a year. And for that reason, that takes the number of placements down in terms of finalists.
Okay.
Because there's still a hiring process. The agencies hold spaces open for the fellows, but there's still a hiring process. They'll still be looking at your GPA and transcript and whatever else is required for their application process.
Did that answer your question? Okay. Are there other questions? No? Okay, well, you have our contact information. Please let us know if you have other questions as they come up.
Just make sure you sign the sign-up sheet.